This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick Namusbatson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Thursday, the 10th of December. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Today's guest list, in no particular order, Zach Mir, Bill Hubbard, Richard Hunter, Neil Kimberley, Josh Mahoney, Sandy Segal, Mark the Couch Winstanley, Matthew Yeats, Freddie Bentley, Simon Smith, Ken Odaluga, and Doc Holliday. Let's kick off with Zach Mir, technical analyst from shareprofits.com, and Mr. Bill Hubbard with 1B, chief economist for Bullion Capital. Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Right, thought of the day, Zach. Kick me off.
I'm going to apply for a job at Sports Direct.
Why?
Because they're just, it seems to be a new model in terms of, management-employee relations, where you have, every day when you leave, you're searched.
Oh, you really?
And also, you're penalised for taking extended toilet breaks.
Wow, that's not the way forward. What's your thought of the day, young Bill?
Well, as you know, I've been predicting a Federal Reserve rate hike since June. We're probably going to get it again at 7 o'clock next Thursday, at a time when could the U.S. be entering a technical recession? Because tomorrow's retail sales numbers could be very poor. So it's going to be quite interesting. Could we see the Fed raising rates in December and then maybe
reversing
it thing in the new year?
A good thought of the day. Right, let's go through a whole host of slides. Let's kick off with the first one, as if by magic, the Tip TV Finance app. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, get the latest tips first download from the App Store. Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's move swiftly on to broker upgrades and downgrades. Zach, you chose these three today. Stagecoach, Regis and Entertainment. One, a couple of lines on each of these, please.
All these, well, the first couple of companies I have a bee in my bonnet about. I think that in general, we are too biased towards the motor car and not biased enough towards public transport. They seem to be making money hand over fist. I think £1 billion profit at Stagecoach.
Did you see their earnings?
Yes.
Horrific yesterday.
But they're making, well, I think, you know, something needs to change. They're not doing well as a public company, but it's not great for the shareholders either. On Regis, it's been one of the success stories of the last 10 years. Looks like it will continue to be so, but I'm not quite sure whether the outperform at this stage is a little bit generous.
And Entertainment One.
Entertainment One, that's the company that owns Peppa Pig. had a great time in the last decade. Again, it's probably going X growth unless somebody takes it over.
Understood. Let's have a quick look at the charts on these. These are as of the close last night. Stagecoach,
a classic. If you go, you don't need your J.J. Murphy book there to work to see the charting situation here.
Island reversal.
A wonderful island reversal there, and then following through with the gap to the downside here. You probably wouldn't be rushing to go long.
Got to say, if you don't believe in the charts, okay, take a look at the island reversal formation. If you're going to trade off nothing in the technical world, that's the one pattern at a high price area. Invariably signals danger ahead, and it's worth a treat there. Let's move on to Regis.
Difficult to argue with that uptrend there, but as I said, I think that it's had such a good run, it would appear that unless there's a takeover, merger, etc., it's probably.
To be fair, there were rumours of that a while ago.
It's fully valid for now.
Okay, and Entertainment One.
This is actually, it wasn't an island top, but it was a gap to the downside. Shares couldn't fill it at all, so that's a sort of second great reversal there. And following through to the downside, you'd want to see the dust settle for maybe a few months before thinking of bottom fishing that stock.
Understood. Let's go on to some big picture charts now. This is the S&P 500 is consolidated in a bullish triangle cross support from the 200-day exponential moving average. A break above 2100 is needed to resume the uptrend off the August low. In the meantime, we expect further volatility between 2050 and 2100. Momentum is already at a comfortable level, having unwound to neutral, prepping the chart ahead of the next upside reassertion attempt. Hence, the present volatility should soon subside. That's quite a statement in these markets. Part two of this, courtesy of Colin Twiggs, incrediblecharts.com. The S&P 500 is headed for a test of medium-term support at 2,000, again, a round number. Breach of the primary support, 1870. 1870 being the big level of primary support, is unlikely, but would confirm a primary downtrend.
Because so it's sharply below the 200-day average yesterday, so that is a bit of a red
first
flag.
First warning. OK, let's move on to the DAX. The DAX retreated below 11,000, warning of a correction to test 10,000. Again, another big round number in play. Breach of primary support, 9,300 remains unlikely. So they're not that negative on the DAX yet. Let's go to the FTSE. FTSE broke medium-term support at 62.50. Breach of 6,000 is now likely and would signal a primary downtrend. And we've seen the chief economist and Pamela Gordon this week suggested 5,800 is the target to the downside. Let's go to the Shanghai Composite. It's testing support at 3,500. Reversal below 3,300 would confirm another assault and primary support at 3,000. Remain wary of China because of the high debt to GDP ratio, the need to wean itself off investment stimulus and impending rate rises in the US, which could encourage further capital outflows. The PBOC has massive foreign currency reserves, which act as a buffer, but these have already been depleted by $500 billion.
That's what we know.
That's
exactly right.
Let's go to the Nikkei. The Nikkei 225 is retracing to test the medium-term support at 19,000. Respect would confirm an advance back to 21,000. Breach of 19,000 is less likely, but Japan is not impervious to an emerging market crisis. Again, emerging market crisis in the headlines. Collapse of Asian markets would damage exports. And finally, in this little piece, the VIX, the CBOE Volatility Index, indicates market risk is subdued, but some macro indicators remain elevated. Breakout above the 20 level would warn that risk is again climbing. Right, let's go to FX Street, courtesy of Mr. Omkar Godbole, his thoughts of the day. Cable, bullish daily close ahead of the Bank of England rate decision. Dollar was offered on Tuesday as financial market instability could delay liftoff or lead to minor liftoff. Bank of England expected to vote 8-1 to keep rates unchanged. Hawkish surprise unlikely as Bank of England faces a number of hurdles. Low inflation, worsening trade deficit, possible labour market weakness and minor cut jobs due to rout in commodity prices. I think it's 82 consecutive months where rates have stayed where they are. Let's go to Mike Ingram's, the market strategist for BGC, his morning thoughts. South African rand hits all-time low as President Zuma sacks finance minister and replaces him with an unknown. That sounds quite scary. Swiss National Bank keeps rates on hold despite forecasting deflation into 2016. Suggesting the Swissie is significantly overvalued. Bank of England rate decision likely to hold again at 0.5% on an 8-1 vote. Focus will be on the minutes with market not expecting first hike until Q1 2017 now. Well, we. Let's go on to open positions courtesy of Oanda Clients. Anything there, Zach, to update us on?
I'm amazed that people, you know, with the headlines, people are long of gold and silver. I mean, it just seems to be rather strange how long they could take the pain, I don't know. But the other thing was yesterday, dollar-yen fell by 1.5, and people are still long of that, so they're hoping the trend there will continue. And then perhaps interesting as well, the commodity currencies, or commodity currency in the Aussie dollar, sort of 50-50 rather than actually too much, too negative there either.
Okay. Let's go to Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle. Ahead of next week's Fed meeting, which is widely expected to produce the first rate rise in years, Bank of South Korea kept its key rate at a record low of 1.5%. The SNB will announce whether it keep its benchmark rate at record minus 0.75. Many had feared it could go even deeper into red, depending on the ECB's decision last week. A press conference follows. Finally, at 12 o'clock, Bank of England is widely expected to keep the bank rate at record low of 0.5%, where it's been for the last 7 years. 7 years, well, we. Part two of that. The ZAR slumped to its weakest ever against the US dollar, down 23% this year, as the president sacked his finance minister after 19 months of poor economic performance. The shock move will see the third person in this post since 2009. Just extraordinary turn of events there. Let's go to what's trending. Euro-dollar moves above 110, that big round number. The currency pair spiked above 110 to touch the most important 200-day simple moving average at 110.31. So if you're trading that, it might be worth looking at the 200-day. RBNZ cut rates. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand's cut rates from 2.75% to 2.5%, with this cut being the fourth since June. Deflation or what? Glencore, Zach's favourite stock, targets faster debt reduction. Top riser in the FTSE 100 was mining giant Glencore, which climbed 4.5% after it raised the debt reduction plan. I think it's gone better since that slide was
prepared. The market cap is currently £13 billion, and apparently their debt is around $30 billion.
Yes.
How does that work?
That's...
You convert dollars to pounds.
Glencore shares up 10% as commodity giant widens plan to cut debt, considers possible agricultural business IPO.
Just buy into that.
There's the answer to that.
I actually bought IPO of Glencore when it first came out. I didn't hold it for
very
long.
And I bet you flipped it.
Yeah, I did. I mean, it just was, the pricing was absurd, okay? You just, it's like anywhere else. You just take advantage of a market move. But as I say, I mean, I have been out of commodities for, longer than I've been out of
them. No point in jumping backwards.
Do you think they're going to survive?
Glencore?
I mean, one of these players has to go, don't you reckon?
Yes. The fact is, they may have to reverse themselves and go back to a private company again. Right.
Gentlemen, we ran out of time. Give me one line. Finish me off.
We're waiting on the Christmas rally. It's supposed to be next week.
We shall see. Right, let's take our very first break.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.